Do you know if this internet's better?
Welcome everyone. This is the All In FPL show. We are back. I feel like every week I'm currently saying it's a double game week, but we're here again. I'd like to say we've also got a couple of elite people to talk us through it, to tell us what the best moves are to do, but nope, they are not found here, I'm afraid. But we do have Mr. Alex Doyle. How are you, Alex?
I'm good, thank you. That's a kinder intro than normal, to be fair.
I didn't have a normal one wrote, so I've had to come up with just something
On
out
the
of the
fly.
blue. So,
Yeah,
you know, I...
you're a professional, so you can deal with it, you know. You can
Yeah,
work these up as we
yeah.
go.
If I do have 5 minutes, I like to come up with something a little bit more wittier and try and take you down a bit more, but it isn't to be, I'm afraid. But along with Doyle, we are here with the money man, richest man on the planet. It's Joshua Waldridge. How are you, Josh?
You're right, mate. I just want to say it is in my contract that you need to say world fantasy football champion. So it well, like as long as you do that next week, that's okay. All right.
Champion of the
Yeah.
world, how about that?
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect, mate.
That
How are
sounds
you?
good, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. So what have we got lined up today then, Doyle?
Well, an episode featuring Josh's dodgy internet. We will start with another game week review where shockingly I topped the lot so far. We'll then follow in with a bit of chat about double game weeks. Seems like it's all we talk about at the moment, but it's every single week is a double week, and it's kind of hard to go on to different topics when that's kind of the pressing thing on everyone's mind every week. We'll then have a look forward to next game week and who we're looking to get in, what we're looking to do, what moves we're looking to make before we make a few little FPL related bets to round off the show. So let's get into it, shall we? We'll
What
go.
show?
As ever, we'll start with Josh because, as usual, he has got the least amount of points so far this game week. Josh, what went wrong this week? Oh, this is going to be a very quick one, actually. 52 minus 4, which is 48 points. I've got four players to play, which is three Man United and Gnonto. Luke Shaw got 5, Harry Kane got 8, Rashford got 24, who I think those three are three of the highest owned players on the game. And then everyone else blanked for me. So that's my 11 so far. Like I say, 48 total. And I'm going to be out of all my LMS leagues, I think. The running count on the Kepa to De Gea hit is 60 points, I think it's cost me. But there's more to come probably. So that's just the so far amount that it's cost me. I'm sure it'll increase as the weeks go on. And yeah, I'm just not really enjoying it, to be honest. How about you boys? Who's next? I presume it's JB because Doyle wins every other week.
Yeah, well, I don't think we should move on that quickly, Josh. I mean,
No, yeah,
let's
let's dig deeper.
do not fancy picking some players that score points some of these weeks instead of picking all the crap ones that don't score any points. Have you thought about that or? The thing is, and I don't want to sound like I'm the best player or whatever, or like I know it better than everyone else, but my team on paper is better than everyone else's. And I don't understand what keeps happening. It is absolutely insane. Like Bruno Fernandes, oh, he got a penalty this week. That's a different way of getting the fluky points. Let's see what happens next week. I'm sure like midweek, one will bounce off his fucking head or something, or one will ping off his arse into the goal or something like
So to talk us
that.
through your transfers, Josh. Who did you bring in last week?
People are going to be like, how unlucky is this guy? Listen to this. I did Zaha injured, Carvalho doesn't play, and Mitrovic blanked.
That's good. That's
Took
like
them
two
three out
points
of
between three
one.
of them,
And
so.
just if anyone's wondering, that's Carvalho for Liverpool, yeah, not Ricardo Carvalho for Chelsea, because probably not many people know who that person is,
It
who
could
play
be any
FPL.
of them, to be fair. Carvalho just means blank spot, basically. I could have said Marcel Desailly. You know what I mean? I could have said anybody in that spot, but
Right. We'll call him Ricky Carvalho then.
so Carvalho didn't have a fixture because he doesn't play. Zaha's injured for 6 weeks and Mitrovic blanked away at Chelsea. I took those three out for a minus four. So they scored 2 points and I
That's
still
good.
didn't pay the hit back with the players I bought in. And I bought in Saka, Odegaard, and Gnonto. So to be fair, they did get 6 points between them. So
break even on the hit with Gnonto to play. So I'm sure under new management, he'll be absolutely deadly in front of goal, which he wasn't at the weekend.
He's never played again, mate.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't see how anyone can fault that hit. I literally bought in Arsenal's best two assets and Gnonto had a double for three players who essentially blanked or didn't play.
I think I did say on the last podcast, Josh, and I think I quote that they're playing against the best team in the league now that Sean Dyche has come in, and you thought that that was a good fixture to bring in Arsenal assets against?
So, to be honest, Doyle, I knew they were going to blank this week based on the opposition, as you alluded to, but next week they've got a double game week, so I thought I'd get ahead of the pack. I'd have the best two assets, which, while everyone else has got the likes of fucking Martinelli and Ben White, who don't even play anymore, literally, I've got Saka and Odegaard, and as you know, got an exciting transfer plan for this week as well. So I'm going to get someone that no one else has got for Arsenal. So I'm going to be ahead of the curve. I'm going to have the best three Arsenal assets and the points will pour in this week. And I'll tell you why they'll pour in next week, because I'll already be out my LMS leagues, my last man standing leagues after this week. So next week, I'm going to have the best week out of everybody on the whole game. So I'm really excited for that. And I've got the good players. So yeah, I'm really excited.
I'll let you off the hook there. I think I nearly lost my tee about four occasions during that. So shaping up to be a good show. Go on, JB, then. Let's have a look at yours.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit better than Josh. Didn't take any hits either. I actually had two transfers and only used one in the end. So I was planning a -4 to get to get Bruno in, and I was going to get Rico Lewis in defence as well, and Nketiah up front.
That's pathetic, by the way.
But I did not do it. I don't mind that I didn't do it either, because Rico Lewis and Nketiah obviously got nothing. And I think just going forward, if I had Nketiah and Rico Lewis, it kind of feels like so much rotation, transfers waiting to happen with Jesus coming back. Bruno, obviously, I don't think you're going to want him long term with Manchester United's blanks. And where I had so many troubles in defence, I just brought in Gabriel for Cancelo. And I think that sets me up quite nicely now. I'm going to have two transfers next week. I'll have Gabriel, Saka, and probably Odegaard by next week, which are, I think, are three really good Arsenal players to have. So I think my restraint was good, but my defence was still a mess because I had Reece James. I don't know where to start with it, to be honest. I was watching the game. It looked like we were going quite well in defence as well, so I was anticipating two clean sheets. I knew that James was going to start because we heard the leak. So he was straight in the team for Gabriel. I just felt there was a little bit more upside. And I thought he's going to get around 60 minutes. And the fact that he could come off early and we could then concede and he may get max bonus due to that. Plus, if he's on the pitch for 60 minutes, we know he's good going forward. He can get assists and goals. And then I saw Azpi taping up his hand on 58 minutes exactly. I knew he was coming on for James, and that the sweat was on. And when I say the sweat was on, it genuinely was. My hands were clammy. I was like on the edge of my seat. The missus was talking to me about saying I completely blanked her. She had the up with me for about an hour afterwards because of this. I was in the foulest mood. 59:30, I think it was. So yeah, 1 point there. But obviously, we've all got Kepa in goal. I know he's so well owned now by like pretty much all the elite managers. Like anyone who's anyone's got Kepa. So he did bring home 10 points, the bonus as well. So I was very pleased with that. I would have took 11 points from that game on the Friday night going into it. So that was okay. Rest of the game week, nothing really too good. Obviously, I've got Rashford as captain, but a lot of people triple captained him. So probably works against me, that one. Martinelli decided a 59-pointer and he'd match James, so he was off for a 1-pointer. Mahrez as well saw them two going off on 59 and thought, I'll have some of that, and also went on off on 58 minutes. So that was my hat-trick complete of the 1-pointers. And then Harry Kane bowed me out a little bit yesterday with his goal and a couple of bonus. Martial didn't play. Unlikely he's going to play against Leeds because I think he had a bit of a setback. So not too sure on that one. So I might get Gabriel's 2 points after all. So a little bit uneventful, but Kepa's probably saved me there, just below average.
Yeah, you decided not to hit out Martial in the end then. Or transfer out Martial even.
Well, it's because he scored in the cup on the Wednesday against Forest and he come on. So I thought, well, look, he's going to play. He's in good goal scoring form. He's going to be better than Weghorst, even if he only gets one game. I'll probably take that at home to Palace or Leeds if he's involved in both of them two games. And then it's just a little bit easier going forward for me. But yeah, another injury. What do I expect from Tony Gloves?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Coming in, Doyle. Let's hear it. Top of the tree again.
Yeah, it's been quite hard winning, coming top of the tree the last 3 weeks in a row now. I think it's getting a bit boring up here on my own.
I mean, still bottom of the table, but you know.
Well, for now, you know, I thought I'd give you guys a bit of a head start to start the season. You know, make it at least competitive towards the end. 69 points minus 8, so 61. So a decent week so far. We do have four players to play, though. The Shaw, Rashford, Fernandez triumvirate, alongside the magic man, Patrick Bamford, who, in my ultimate wisdom, decided it was worth a minus 4 to do Kane to Bamford, which was, you know, some would say punty. I would say genius. But unfortunately, he decided not to score against Nottingham Forest in his 66 minutes. So what can you do? What can you do? I'm sure he'll score against De Gea, though. De Gea concedes against everyone, so not super concerned there. Mitoma did the business again. He was the sort of big differential I had on the field, really, with his 11-pointer. I obviously captained Fernandez over Rashford, which was looking very good early doors. Ended up being a 2-point difference behind, but he obviously got the other game to come, so I'm sure I'll score him there. Defence was two blanks along with Shaw, White and Trippier. And the only other thing to touch on really is Tony, who I thought was extremely unlucky to come away 1 point given the amount of chances he had in that game and potential assists, etc. So a bit of a shame there, but overall, another good week and shaping up to be another green arrow. So bring it on.
And what was the thinking behind Bamford? Was that just you wanted to be a bit differential? Because
he had two games.
But over Notto, you just thought.
Oh yeah, everyone's got Notto. Yeah, I just thought I'd take the guy playing through the middle.
Very Doyle move that is.
Who's
He's been playing well lately though.
Did you not need the money for that? Did you just do that at the end, going to Bamford?
Yeah.
So you've now got like 5 million in the bank or something.
Yeah.
You can see it. He just got excited and thought, oh, I could be a bit different here with Bamford. And then, like, it was just too tantalizing for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, Forest. I was like, yeah, Forest on another game. I can make up 4 points against Kane against City. Obviously, Kane scored.
You will be taking him out this week, though, won't you? Now?
Yeah, probably. Straight to Nketiah, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, I might hold him. But, yeah, just keep taking hits. You got extra games. It's fine. What can go wrong?
I'm really excited when you land in 25 and you've got four players. Like that's going to be the bit I'm most excited to see. But
this -8 was well worth it.
Because this week you're not even buying that many players for 25 because you're going to be like selling Bamford, who's just plays 25 but he's just crap, and then selling someone else.
I think I'll actually have to keep Bamford and sell Tony instead.
You really should, yeah, but I also don't think you should, so it's very interesting. It's like, I'll just hit them both out.
Bamford will score like 4 goals midweek anyway, so he'll be worth it. He'll be fine.
Mitoma and Tony blank as well, don't they? So, three United, Patterson's injured and crocked.
Trippier. Looking good.
Oh, yeah, Trippier, of course. Is anyone actually playing? It's easier to say who's playing in your team.
I've got two goalkeepers.
That's all right. Play one in defence then.
Yeah.
One up front.
Stick Ward up top.
Yeah. Captain Ward up front.
Yeah. Easy. Well.
Yeah.
Should we move on to double game weeks? What we think about it and what we're going to, well, not necessarily what we're going to do, but how we're going to approach it, I guess.
Double game week fever. I've been DM'd all week. I'm getting about 10, 15 DMs a day. Everyone wants hot or not back. Everyone's missing it. The hot topic, hot or not, but double game week will be over soon, I can assure you. And then we will get back to our regularly scheduled programming.
That's the thing. It's just pointless. You can't do anything. That's why I hate this part of the season. Josh was saying how much he loves it because he just gets to be a fixture nonce. And then just like getting the double plan for the double game weeks. And you know, I'm not like that. I want to bring in the form guys. I want to be doing hot or not, see who people like, you know, what's going on. You
can't live even for the moment, like Matoma, you know. No one brought him in, and look at him, 11 points for you.
You can't do any of that. I'm glad now. Go on, Josh.
I'm glad you've accepted that this point of the season requires the least skill, because it's just like a variance fucking vacuum, literally, where like it's basically like coin flips every week. Like it's like Bruno against De Bruyne, like 1 week, and then that obviously like loses me 10 points, and then De Gea against Kepa, who doesn't even have any fixtures, that loses me 30 points, and it's just like coin flips, literally. So yeah,
I never said it didn't require skill. I never said that, don't get me wrong.
No, you did.
These are the most skillful weeks of the season, in a way. Some would say that these last three game weeks actually determine who the best managers are. I mean, I don't necessarily prescribe to that personally, but you know, it is quite definitive when you look at the numbers. But you know, that's just my thoughts.
Yeah, it's just the weeks that have like the most narrow swings, because like I say, it's just like one guy against one guy, because most people have got five of the same guys, for example, like guaranteed in these weeks. Whereas like in the single weeks, I think you do get a bit more diverse strategy, because people will randomly like punt a Brentford player, or like take a Nottingham Forest punt if they've got three good fixtures or whatever, you know what I mean? So, yeah. And of course, we've all got to find a way to get Tarkowski in, haven't we, Dawn? I think after what we saw at the weekend, that was my favourite goal of the season so far, the McNeil to Tarkowski goal, which they haven't even existed up to this point in the season. And then Daishi comes back in and he fucking crosses it in on his head. In it goes, 1-0. The Burnley boys are back.
Yeah, McNeil straight in the team sheet. Get Damari Gray out of there with his flicks and tricks. Stick to McNeil and get
assists. He's not a dash player, is he?
Yeah, it was quite weird, because we actually, like, Everton played well against the big teams for a while. Like, even under Lampard, we were doing well against the big teams, just crap against the small teams. So it'll be interesting to see how we shape up once we start, when we have some lighter fixtures.
I think you've got a good team. I think it's just the motivation. It's getting the players up to play the game. Like you say, you've always done well against the big teams, because the players get up for it, because it's a big game. I think we can all sit in.
We can sit in against the big teams, and our team's well suited. Our defenders are suited to defend deep. You've got Cody and Tarkowski, who aren't blessed with pace, for instance. Coleman as well. So like they prefer it really when they get to defend really deep and then hit them on the counter.
They were saying this game, even though obviously like it was Arsenal, like you say, like sitting back and stuff, the players ran more and covered more ground in this game than any other game this season, which just shows you, like, a new manager come in, you think you've got to get off your ass and actually do something and create a good impression. It's, don't say much about the players, what they was doing before, but you know, it's understandable, I guess, if you do lose motivation, even if you have got the greatest manager in the world like Lampard, what are you going to do?
Daishi will sit deep against the bad teams as well, I think. I'm super confident. It's what he did at Burnley every single time. I think it suits you perfectly, to be honest. I think you just needed a guy who's brave enough to like sit you really deep, because I really do think you will sit deep even against the crap teams.
That could be all right with target man up front as well, like Calvert-Lewin. Lump the ball up to him, like, you know.
Yeah, he needs Calvert-Lewin to stay fit. If he gets injured, we're screwed. Like when Mopé came on.
Mope ain't holding the ball up and stuff like that.
It was untrue. Yeah.
I think you can make it through, though, with the combination of the good manager and the good defence, honestly. I think you don't need that many goals. Like, I think he's done it before with the same setup. Like, it might not be like away. Well, to be honest, it should be away. You're used to it at Everton, because the strikers never score any goals for Everton. But, like just get the goals from the set pieces and stuff, like put the good delivery in, obviously get some from midfield, and I think you'll be okay even with the donkey up front. Genuinely, I think this was a really good appointment at like the perfect time.
What's happening with Michael Keane? Is he injured, or is he just shit now and dropped?
He's just shit. He's been dropped for the last year and
will
a half.
He come back in the fold now, because he was,
I don't think so,
before, weren't he? He feels like he could be, like, you know.
Yeah, I imagine Dyche will like Cody and Tarkowski there more, won't he?
Maybe he'll play the three of them. Can you imagine? That's three proper Dyche players, that is.
Yeah.
Hat-trick of headers every game.
Yeah, we have Mina on the bench as well, to be fair. We look better going forward, though, as well, to be fair. Like, even... Go on, Josh.
That's what I was going to say.
But we're losing Josh here.
Oh, that's such a shame, that is.
No, it's going to be Mina. has like two, he's like an option.
Yeah, someone's an option, basically.
All I said was Mina's like a good option.
Mina's a good option.
That might be the last competition we get from Josh's
two games then gets.
To be fair, it's probably the gods from above, isn't it? Because we've spent way too long talking about Everton, and one ain't really an FPL option unless we're suddenly going to all steam Tarkowski into our team. But
and McNeil, this could be a McNeil to Tarkowski every game at this rate.
But anyway, shall we move on from Everton? I don't even know how did we get on to Everton.
My man's always on Everton.
Give it a couple of weeks though. Once Hot or Not's back, we'll have it'd just be Everton, won't it? It'd just be all the players hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. The fact that all you can talk about now is double game weeks. It's very bland. Yeah. But
oh, and if we get Hot or Not back, we can have our sound thing as well. Feeding hard, hard, hard. We ain't
I need,
while,
to, need to get some more sound drops going. I was
we really
that.
Do,
I need
yeah.
to get some more, some that's more
when
sound
we,
drops
we're
playing.
At our best.
It'll come. It'll come. We need a double game week sound drop. Maybe that's the problem. We need a double-double. Toil and trouble. But the team's playing this week then. Josh, what are the doubles? You're the fixture, man.
Oh, don't you worry. Man City have got a double and Arsenal have got a double, I think. Man City have got Villa and Arsenal, and Arsenal have got Brentford and Man City, I think. I hope that's right.
Yeah, no, that's right. Do we expect any rotation for Man City? So Champions League's the week after, so we don't have to worry about that. So it'd just be the usual Wednesday to... or Sunday to Wednesday game that they're playing. At home against Villa and then away to Arsenal. You'd imagine, even with Arsenal though, I mean, we saw it this week with KDB, big game, Tottenham, you think, right, okay, the best players are nailed. And he's on the bench, so...
Well, I did say on the last podcast, that Josh Donatis, I did say the last time they played, Kevin De Bruyne was on the bench. And again, when they played, Kevin De Bruyne was on the bench because it's tactical. When he plays against five at the back, they play two strikers and don't play Kevin De Bruyne. I would be shocked if Kevin De Bruyne did not start both the next two games. I would not sell him. And I'm probably going to bring him back in, to be honest with you, after selling him last week for it. I'll probably go straight back there. Is my
Oh, don't be stupid. You can't buy him again now.
Why? Why wouldn't you buy him?
Well, number one, you shouldn't have sold him. But number two, like, is this the Bruno?
I'll take my 8 points for Bruno, yeah. Well, 10 points, sorry, so far against Bruno's one.
But last week, you said you wouldn't sell Bruno under any circumstances, didn't you? Before 25. You said he's amazing.
I did, but then everyone doesn't like De Bruyne now, so people aren't going to bring him in, which then means I want to bring him in and possibly captain him. So, there's that.
He did look quite involved when he came on the pitch yesterday. It was, you know, he's at the centre of everything again, putting balls in and looked dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. He's a great player. And like I say, it was a tactical dropping. I don't envision it happening against either Villa or Arsenal, particularly now he's had his rest. So he'll be fully rested going into Villa, not dropping against Arsenal. So
he is gonna do something mental with the team this week, though. I just know he is. He's gonna do something really weird. It might not be De Bruyne specifically. He's gonna do something fucking weird. I can feel it. Like when he starts losing matches like this,
Mahrez will be back out.
Yeah, he spirals a little bit, and like you say, it'll be some sort of, it'll be like Rodri at centre back or something. It'll be something really weird this week. I can feel it. Like he's gonna like change the defence a little bit or something. Like I can feel it this week.
Yeah, it was Rodri's mistake that led to the goal, right? A ridiculous passing to Lewis. Very poor. Maybe he comes out. Is Calvin Harris fit at the moment, or is he still?
He's been lingering about, hasn't he? He's like on and off. I don't know. Maybe he just still needs to get his fitness up.
Yeah, maybe he's the one that comes in or something crazy like that. He seems to really like Grealish at the moment. I think he's a pretty good option, to be honest with you. People looking for something a bit different as well.
He's been pretty nailed as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's
just
playing well.
Especially with Foden injured. He was sick again, I think. He wasn't well. He did travel with him at the hotel, but he wasn't well, so he played no part again.
Yeah, so I think he could be a pretty good option, Grealish. But yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting because I think a lot of people, like myself, have only two City players, particularly now that Cancelo's gone. And I think some people won't bring in a third, which seems pretty crazy to me. It's obviously tough with City to find the right players because of all the rotation, but obviously they're probably the best team in the league still, most explosive team. So I would personally heavily advise that everyone has free City going into the game week, regardless of how many hits it will take.
They've got Bournemouth and Forest, the two games after the double as well.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
It's as good as it gets. Like, it's as good as it gets as a 3-week sample. The double, then those two fixtures. Like, you just want three, and you want three nailed ones if you as much as you can with this team. So I think Ake and Akanji are both still really good. I think Lewis, even with the discount, is pretty good. I don't think that's terrible. And as you say, De Bruyne or Haaland, probably still risk one of Mahrez or Grealish, and then that's your pot, isn't it? I think really that's all you can go to, isn't it? Really.
Yeah, I think even if you don't play, even if Grealish or Mahrez don't start, say he benches Mahrez in one of them, he's still going to come on for 30 minutes or so. And you see it all the time. If Manchester City are at home to Aston Villa on Sunday, Mahrez could come on in 30 minutes and do something. He could score, get an assist. So that wouldn't put me off.
You're trying to close as well as on Sunday, wasn't he?
He hit the bar, yeah.
So, sounds like you were trying to convince yourself and JB, because you've got him, haven't you? I think so.
I'm just putting a positive spin on it for myself, so that I'm happy that he's in my team.
Yeah, he'll get 59 minutes one game and then 30 in the other. That sounds good to me. That's pretty ideal.
If we could have either three Arsenal for this double or three City for this double, you could only choose one of the two. Who would you go for?
Me and Dawl will say opposite answers.
Very tough. Very tough.
Remember, Arsenal are home to Brentford as well, which is.
But you can't have any of the others. So you could literally have it'd be like zero City and three Arsenal, or vice versa.
Yeah.
You've got to go City then, right? Because you can't get about Haaland.
Yeah, I don't think Haaland counts. I think it should it should be three and one, because like everyone's got Haaland. It's like it's not even like you can't even imagine life without him anymore.
Yeah, so I guess I guess you could say like in this situation, say you've got one transfer, you can only use one transfer, and you've got two of each team, for instance.
Yeah, who would you get third?
A third. I think you'd probably bring in. I think everyone should have De Bruyne and Haaland or something like that. I think De Bruyne and Haaland, actually. I just think those two are just very important to have. So I'd go, if you don't have either of them, with that. But the other Arsenal assets are better than the other City assets.
And I think the problem is, long-term, you want to hold Arsenal because they don't blank at all. And they're so cheap. They're just so integral to everyone's team because of the price. So they're obviously returning at such a good rate as well. I think Saka's been knocking around all season, and a lot of people have had him. But I think people are now looking at Saka thinking he's almost a season keeper at 8 million or whatever he is, 8.2 maybe or something now. he's just such a great player, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not. I'm not on the team of sell Martinelli at all costs either, to be honest with you.
I was with you on Martinelli, and that was another reason I thought I'll just keep him to see how it went. But after this weekend, off on 59 for Trossard, it wouldn't surprise me on Saturday at home to Brentford if we look at the lineup and Trossard starting ahead of Martinelli. Maybe with in Arteta's mind, they play Man City a few days later. He might be saving Martinelli for that and just give Trossard a run out this weekend.
I'd be very surprised personally. I think Martinelli's a better player than Trossard.
I do. I think there's a little bit of doubt there now. I could see one every three games him starting Trossard just to give someone a rest, and that would probably be Martinelli. Because Trossard's a good player, isn't he?
He's all right. He came on. Did you see his corners when he came on? Hit the first man every single time, pretty much. It was awful. Very weird.
Classic subs thing that is, like, when you come off the bench and you're just you're not ready for games. Like, she just shows he needs to be starting, really. So he doesn't have that rust off the bench, you know what I mean? So
looking ahead to this game week as well, like just from a football perspective, what a game we got with Liverpool Everton. Are you looking forward to that one, Doyle?
Yeah, I mean
what a time nice to play him, eh?
Yeah, a fellow relegation rival. So a proverbial six-pointer, really. We can drag them back into the race and
get Klopp
get ourselves
the sack.
Towards it. So
going in as favourites as well, Doyle.
Yeah, it'll be. I wouldn't be shocked if we won that one, to be honest with you, given how Liverpool are playing. They just look so toothless up front. It's unreal. I've never seen a Liverpool team like this. They just don't look like they can score. Every time they get in the box, they just. Yeah. Salah can't hit a barn door again.
Yeah, we'll clip the bit from last week where we literally like analysed it from defence forwards all the way through the team, where it was like, it's just atrocious in every position. The two centre-backs can't cope without Van Dijk and the team, and even he wasn't playing well. But like Matip and, was it Gomez played at the weekend?
Yeah, Panay was injured.
Gomez was really, really bad.
Oh my word, that centre-back pairing isn't even like at Prem level. Like when you play them together, it's not even like a Premier League centre-back pairing. It's absolutely appalling. Matip had one of his worst games I've ever seen for Liverpool. He needs Van Dijk there. Yeah, he needs Van Dijk next to him. Trent can't defend, keeps saying it, keeps getting exposed, even by Wolves this week. Like, just
Wolves. I thought Robertson looked worse this week, actually. I thought Robertson was really, really poor watching on Match of the Day, and he just wasn't coming out to players. It was just very strange.
The thing is, as well, Robertson always gets subbed off for Tsimikas. There's like a natural like threat there to that position. Like, it seems like Trent's still safe is the problem. Like, it's like because the centre back injuries mean Gomez can't play there, for example. I don't think he wants to play Milner there, and sometimes has to play him in midfield anyway because of the injuries there. It's just like there.
Yeah, I don't think he's the biggest problem either at the moment. To be fair, it's just all so bad. It's really strange because it's like. It's at a stage now where like any other team would sack them, obviously, but because he's been there so long, what can you do? Like, the players clearly aren't motivated. Like, they're just...
And Gakpo coming in hasn't really done anything. Nunes, as much as we keep saying that he's getting in the right positions, he clearly ain't putting the ball in the net. He just cannot finish.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that will change, whether it's a confidence thing or not, but it just hasn't helped. You think they haven't had Jota, Luis Diaz and Firmino. That's like, I know. Obviously, Salah plays up there, but that's their three strikers, really. That's so integral to their team, them three. And without them, they're just, you know, now Van Dijk's injured as well. They just look a shadow of their team from 12 months ago.
Yeah, when I watch as well, I think Thiago is a massive issue in that team. I just watch him and he's not got the energy, he's not got the pace. He, a lot of the time, looks like he can't be arsed in my eyes, but...
He's a funny player. Sometimes he looks like a Rolls Royce of a player, like he's got so much control. But sometimes I do think you're right. He don't seem to put himself about enough, and
he's more like a finishing piece when there's a good team.
Yeah, there's not enough energy about him. Yeah, no, I agree.
It's problems across the whole team. I think some of the strikers coming back will inject a bit of spark into the team because they're all quite lively players, like all three of them. So I hope, and I think two
they need
of them
the competition. Comes. Yeah.
Diaz isn't close, but the other two are quite close. So I think that might, like with Diaz and, no, with Jota and Firmino back, that might inject like a bit of competition. Also just putting better players on the pitch at the moment, because I think those two are just better than Gakpo and Nunes.
And I think that's going to help Robbo as well. That's partly why Robbo ain't playing as well, because he hasn't got players around him when he's going forward who are holding the ball up and helping him, basically.
I think Diaz is a massive one that's missing. I think he's a very good player.
He's the only one.
But he dropped off a little bit at the start of the season as well. Like, none of those guys have... Firmino played relatively well. He was scoring goals, but apparently he wasn't playing that well when he was scoring goals, to be fair, at the start of the season. All three of those weren't in terrific form before they got injured either. So it'll be interesting when they come back to see if it does give them that spark or not.
I think we have to give Firmino some credit because he was finally doing his job of putting the ball in the net, which is what he's been criticised for not doing in the past. So I think we have to say Firmino's had a very, very good season when he's played, but like the others, not so much. Like, Luis Diaz is a good player, but unfortunately he's injured for still quite a bit longer, I think, so he's not really relevant. He's not really in the picture. Jota I always rate, but I think his best role is off the bench, actually. Like, with him, I think he's a better impact sub, personally. He can obviously do a job starting, but I think he will do well off the bench as well. So he just adds a bit more, like, energy off the bench. So, yeah.
But yeah. Do you think we've got any FPL picks there, lads? If you had Salah, would you hold him?
Even I would be selling Salah at the moment. To be honest, I'd sell him for Mitoma at the moment for 4.9 million or whatever he is. I think the only way Liverpool are going to come back into our thoughts is if they do get a double at some point in the next few weeks or whenever it might be. Someone said 25. I don't know whether that's right or not. But if they do, obviously people are going to jump on Liverpool players then. But until their form improves, I don't think you can pick any of them, to be honest. Even when their strikers get back, they'll be eased in. There'll be so many options up front, so they'll be rotating players. It's just no chance. No chance.
Yeah, they are definitely no touch. So
in summary, we think Liverpool 3-0 win over Everton on Monday?
Probably. We'll get them back into form.
It's a cracking weekend of football. You've got Liverpool-Everton derby. Obviously, top of the table battle with Arsenal and Man City. With the second game of the
weekend,
double.
This isn't Wednesday, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
But and Liverpool Everton's also not the weekend now.
In this game week, I'm talking about this game week. So the next round of fixtures, you've got the Liverpool Everton derby, Arsenal Man City battling for the title. Got the M23 derby, Crystal Palace v Brighton. I know everyone loves a bit of that and everyone gets behind that. Massive London derby between West Ham and Chelsea, two of London's finest. And then you've got Leeds and Man United, which is always spicy as well. That'd be the return game because they play each other twice in the same week. Should be a good game of good week of football.
Yeah. West Ham obviously need a result as well. They got a draw against Newcastle, didn't they? 1-1.
One week before, so I think Moyes got a little bit more time, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think that'll be okay. I think in terms of relegation, I'm pretty confident now that I know who's getting relegated. It's Leeds, Bournemouth and Southampton, and there's no other answer. We just found out today that Jesse Marsh got sacked, right, as well. So that really screwed now. Now that poor Jesse's gone. I think he was very hard done by personally.
Not if they get King Carlos, mate. They'll fucking win the league if they're bringing our manager, I'll tell you that. He is unbelievable tactically. He is so good. He's like, I don't know how to compare him to Bielsa, but I don't think it's a fair comparison to compare him to Bielsa because he is so much more tactically like astute than Bielsa is. Literally,
all out attack.
So, yeah, exactly. Same impact that Dyche is going to have on Everton. Carlos had on our team. Literally, just going from Steve Bruce, who has no tactics whatsoever, to a guy who like. Puts all the players so they know their exact roles within a team situation. It sounds so simple, but we've turned around and I'll be gutted if we lose him to Leeds, but I think it's going to happen, to be honest. So I do expect Leeds to actually like improve if they hire him, to be honest.
How are West Brom doing now?
We just lost that one game to Burnley, mate. So we've won 9 of the last 11 in the league. We're fifth place. We are absolutely outstanding. We came from bottom of the league when he signed King Carlos, and we're now in fifth place. Absolutely unbelievable manager.
Sounds like you just need one final push. Maybe like you get Brucey in. Steve Bruce would do it for you.
He's proven, tried and tested. I'd get him in next year if you go up. Get rid of this Carlos loser.
Yeah, yeah. And too fancy for the Premier League.
Get a trusted manager like Steve Bruce.
Bruce, shore up the defence. Make sure you stay up. A couple of 1-0 wins. Make the Hawthorns a fortress.
Just, we don't want Frank Lampard. That's all I want to say on the matter. Please, please. Right,
if you want to get into push for Europe, get Frank in. He's had a rough ride, poor Frank. Players given up on him at Everton, succeeded at Derby, done a great job at Chelsea, top of the league for the first 3 months, and then shoestring budget got us into Europe the first season. Let's not go into it. I don't want to go into it.
You know who I really like who gets a lot of stick, actually? Ralf Hasenhüttl. I think he's an amazing manager, by the way. I think he's a top, top, top manager. He'll get a really good job at some point.
I like Ralf. I wanted him at Everton before we got Daishi.
He's one of those managers. Southampton have always been crap, innit? He ain't had much to work with. So you can't expect too much of him. That's the problem. And I think he actually done a good job for while he was at Southampton.
His replacement's had a proper breakdown as well, hasn't he? Did you see that? Blaming the players or that sort of, the players told me what to do or something like that. Absolutely pathetic. He'll be gone very soon as well.
Because I was talking to like a Southampton manager. I know we're going a bit off topic, but I was talking to a Southampton fan, by the way. Sorry.
We don't have topics, Josh. It's fine.
Yeah. And
I was Southampton manager.
I know. I was talking to a Southampton fan.
Glenn Oddle, yeah. You've had Glenn on the phone.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, like, who's actually good in this team? You know what I mean? Like, who's actually a good player? Because I think Ralph Hasenhüttl was working miracles with what he had there, to be honest. They've got crap defenders, crap goalkeepers, crap strikers, and they've got James Ward-Prowse. That's all they've got, literally. And Lavi is pretty good as well. Lavia, your boy, JB, the one from Chelsea, isn't he? He's a really, really good player, but he's only 19 years old. So, again, they've got two...
I couldn't believe it. I was watching Match of the Day, and I was sort of like, you know, on my phone and stuff. And then I look up, and it's Theo Walcott running through on goal.
Yeah, I know. He come back.
I couldn't believe it.
Someone else said the same thing about Walcott, literally. They were like, I didn't know he still existed. He was like, I can't believe he's still in the team.
I assume he'd retired like 3 years ago.
Yeah. He started as well, I think, didn't he? Because he was involved a lot early on, I think.
I think he did. Unless he played fullback. I looked at the team and he wasn't in the front six sort of thing. But yeah, like, that team is an absolute joke. It's so bad. It's like, and they've got Ward-Prowse, who's a really, really top-class player, and then they've got, like, a decent central midfield, but all the other positions are really weak, man, like, so weak.
Yeah, I just can't see them staying up unless they can make a really good signing as a manager now. Same with Bournemouth, who actually looked quite good at the weekend against Brighton, I thought, on Match of the Day. They had a few chances on the counter, looked okay, but they just can't score goals either. I don't think they're strong enough defensively, so I think they're down. And then, yeah, it's just hoping that Leeds don't get some sort of bounce with after taking West Brom's manager, Carlos.
I did like the look of, was it Uatara? Is that how you pronounce it for Bournemouth? He looks pretty
decent. The winger. Yeah, I powered him on the monster. Yeah.
I feel like we've spent a lot of time now talking about Bournemouth, Everton, Southampton. So maybe we should move on to the game week preview and have a look at our teams.
Yeah, let's do it then. Let's do it.
And then one more first.
City v Arsenal. Who are you backing? Give us a scoreline.
I don't fancy City after the way they played against Tottenham, to be honest. I'd back Arsenal with a draw, so I will go for... I'll go 2-1 Arsenal.
Josh?
How the hell did you come off mute these days? I think Man City will win 3-0.
Yeah, I think City.
How about you, Doyle?
City, but closer, 2-1.
Okay. I just think the atmosphere would be so good. It's probably going to be the best atmosphere that there has ever been at the Emirates.
Yeah, I just think City have used these big games now.
I went to the Killers at the Emirates and it was a really good atmosphere. it was really, really good. Sam Fender was on as well. He was like, he introduced everybody. It was really top. Me and Louisa were raving. Woo. So like, I think that'll be better than getting a few happy clappers there on Wednesday night. But,
that's going into the new intro clip when I read of it.
It'd be nice if you could include it, Doyle, by the way, at some point. That'd be great if you could include it.
Well, you gotta keep the old one, don't you? You gotta get the fans guessing. Is the intro gonna be in there? Is it not gonna be in there? Who knows? I might get an outro at some point. Who knows? That's gonna go crazy. I'll also sometimes put it on Spotify and sometimes not as well. I like to keep people guessing with the podcast version as well, whether it goes up or not. So we'll try and get that one done this week.
But right, fun game to finish off this section with the double game weeks. The question is, would you hit this player in yes or no? Okay. Odegaard.
Yes.
JB?
I know it's like a fun game and I'm going to ruin it here, but it depends on how your team is and if how you're set up going forward. It's, how difficult a question is that?
Spoiler, my answer to every single one will be yes.
I'm going to say no. For Josh's game. For Josh's game.
Yeah, no. Thank you. Saka.
Yes.
No.
Oh, JB, you are a fucking nit, mate. Then again, you didn't think it was worth hitting Martial out, so we got to weigh it up. Like, do you know what you're on about? You know what I mean? It's like, it's a really weird one.
Neither of you hitting Bamford, so I don't think it's just either of you guys. Jesus.
No, I hit Gnonto in, to be fair. So, Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
No.
Mahrez.
No, I wouldn't hit anyone.
How can you say no?
Well, you're taking a hit for the extra game, which is Arsenal v Man City. So that's 4 points. So you need the player you're bringing in to return just for that.
Yeah, but they're good players as well.
you can factor in 25 as well. It's a bit more than that, right?
Well, this is what I'm saying. It depends on your team, doesn't it? If you've got enough players to cover 25, then yes. But if it isn't, then it's a hard question to answer, really. You need more context, I think. But we're elite level on FPL. Like, the FPL fans, they need, like, proper context, you know?
Nah, just hitting everyone. It'll probably come out okay in the end.
Can't just say yes or no hit. Otherwise, people going willy-nilly with hits and stuff and screwing their team over.
Yeah,
can't you be like Doyle and bring in Bamford?
Hey, all I'm saying, JB, took a minus eight, and he was top for the week. There you go.
Well, 61 points, to be fair. I mean, still only top. A couple of points ahead.
Still top.
And you've only got two players in 2 weeks' time, so...
Yeah, I'll take a minus 12 there and finish top as well.
This is why Doyle's saying they're all worth hits, to be fair, because he needs to get rid of all of his 25 players. So it's like,
exactly.
Of course they're worth hits, yeah. But I think they're all worth hits as well, for sure. Not Mahrez. I wouldn't hit Mahrez in. I would hit De Bruyne, Saka, Odegaard in, and maybe Nketiah if you've got a shit striker. I think Tony to Nketiah for Doyle, for example, makes a lot of sense.
There's no worries about Jesus, is there?
Not yet, but I think a couple of weeks, maybe he'll be back.
That's plenty of time for Doyle. Doyle only keeps everyone for 1 week.
He'll have three strikers in that position by the time he comes around.
Yeah, and for like Martial to Nketiah, JB, come on, that's obviously worth a hit. Like, where Martial blanks in 25 and doesn't even play anyway. Like, I mean, come on.
I don't think I'd be hitting in Nketiah because I think you're going to have to take him back out in a few weeks. I'd rather make sure that I'd have a defender or a midfielder who can play to make up my 11 and get an Arsenal defender for a hit, for instance.
This is why it's the most skillful time of the year, Josh, like we said. Most skillful time of the year.
JB, can you bring Becky in the room for a second, please? Because I'm of the suspicion that Tony Martial has got her captive at the moment. Like, based on how much you want to keep him in your team, it's absolutely mental. I just don't understand what's going on.
I thought you were going to ask her to confirm whether he had any balls or not.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
There was plenty of options with that one. The point is, we need Becky in the room right now for many, many reasons. All right, but
With that, we'll move on to next game week. We know JB's rolling then. He's not making any transfers. So Josh
burning. JB's burning. Sorry, he's got two. Remember,
I'm playing Matt Doherty at the back again. He's back in.
Reece
play
James.
Safe. Play safe.
Josh, we will start with you though, because I've got your team up now.
Mine is exceptionally boring, and I'll tell you why, because I've already set my team up perfectly for this week. So I've got my bus team at the moment is De Gea in goal. Akanji, who's got a double, obviously. Trippier's got Bournemouth. Shaw's got Leeds. Rashford's got Leeds. Odegaard, De Bruyne, Saka. I've got the best three double game week assets in midfield. And then I've got Andreas, who's got Forest at home. And then I've got Haaland captain and Harry Kane up front. And my transfer will be David De Gea to Ramsdale. How boring and how predictable is that for me? But that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to have the best three Arsenal assets, the best three Man City assets, and all the best single game week assets. So I cannot see this week going wrong, and I am excited to find out how it does.
Should we play how many more points does De Gea score over Ramsdale this game week?
Oh, it's you've got
actually, to... Not even this 10. Game week, over the next two game weeks, even though De Gea blanks next week, I think he'll still outscore Ramsdale somehow.
No, it doesn't blank next week, though. It's the week after. You've still got a fun week to play in between.
Oh, wow. I've got ages then. I've got about 25. What are you on about? I take so many hits in that time.
The thing where I think you're going to fall down is you really need to roll in 24, and I think that's going to be the problem. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
There any double game
what
weeks,
was your moves, Josh? What was you going
to
do?
I'm doing De Gea to Ramsdale, mate.
Yeah, okay.
I would play rest of my team's Kinder too Bueno good. Over Andreas, personally. Oh, no, he didn't play, does he? He's benched. Sorry. Don't do that.
Play who?
I was going to say to play Bueno over Andreas, but Bueno doesn't play. So.
Yeah, he doesn't play anymore. My bench is, I mean, I did gloss over the bench. I did just talk about the 11, because I'm so proud of the 11. But the bench is dog shit. It's so bad. Like, it's a Nonto Bueno who doesn't play, a Doherty who plays for a Spanish team.
Bueno. Sounds very,
It's literally no Bueno at the moment. Doherty and Bueno, it's like, it's just no Bueno. And I do, look, I know I joked about Doyle's spot, but I do have a couple of issues for 25 because I'm less on the Brighton and Newcastle boys, but I do have Doherty and Bueno, who I'm worried about, like, their minutes now, especially Doherty, who's probably going to get zero. So I think, yeah, I've got some defensive problems before 25, but the rest is absolutely perfect. So I'm not worried about the comeback.
Yeah, I was going to say you could do Doherty to like Zinchenko or something instead, but then you've still got... Actually, is that better?
It is better, mate. I'm not one off, unfortunately, because I missed the fucking price rise.
I actually realised midway through saying that and decided to carry on going.
That was my transfer. That was going to be my transfer. But we can't. You have to respond to setbacks in this game, which is why I'm such a really good player. So, like, I'm now going to do De Gea to Ramsdale and fix a different problem instead. So, yeah, I still want the triple Arsenal. I think they're really good. And it'll obviously,
be a lot
like,
better. Because yeah, you'd have had Danny Ward in goal for 25 already. Been okay with that.
I still wouldn't have had a 28 goalkeeper, though. So, to be fair, Ramsdale does cover that because De Gea and Ward both don't play.
Yeah, but you'll be through about five different goalkeepers between now and then, mate.
No, Ramsdale's here to stay now. This is the last goalkeeper transfer of the season. I know I said that last week, but
he's
this
break his
is
leg
the
in the first game. Isn't he? That's how it's going to go wrong, this.
This is the last one.
I don't even know what goalie you have these days. Like, you had Ward for so long, then suddenly you had Kepa, then De Gea, now Ramsdale. Like, it's
not
go round.
And you know what I've discovered as well? So, like, I mentioned last week that I didn't take any hits week 1 to 16. You know why? Because I had the same two fucking goalkeepers for all of weeks 1 to 16. I just didn't do it. I was cold turkey. I said, no more goalkeeper transfers. We're done with that game. 17's come around. We've had a break at Christmas. We've all been watching Emi Martinez in the World Cup do his jiggly hands and all that. And suddenly I'm addicted to him again. I've had Kepa, I've had De Gea, I've had Ramsdale. I'm going to go through the whole of the fucking traditional top six the way we're going for the rest of the season. So, yeah, Ramsdale here to stay till my wild card. I promise you that. Unless a cheaper option becomes available.
You know how some, like, you're watching the game and they're... They like Harry Kane scores, and you're like, oh, this is the 18th Premier League club Harry Kane scored against. Or, oh, Shearer's now scored against all 20 Premier League clubs. Like, soon we're getting to the stage where it's like, and Josh is hitting the 20th goalkeeper from all 20 Premier League clubs. He's done it. He's had a goalkeeper from every single team. We're not far off, are we?
You wait till Fraser Forster gets the number one shirt. He will be straight in. He will be literally like straight in. There's no way I can't.
And I guess we don't need to talk about captaincy.
I have thought about it for more than a second this week. I think if Bruno scores another couple, I'm going to be sufficiently tilted where I'd go for Saka or Odegaard, probably Saka. But I think the best option for almost everybody would be Erling Haaland. Yes.
Yeah.
Even I'm struggling to get off Haaland this week, as it stands.
That's because you're ahead of me now.
I've got to lock it up. JB, what are you doing this week?
So I've got my two free transfers because I'm super boring. So the team you can see now is actually going to change a fair bit. So I'm going to, an absolute luxury transfer, I'm going to take out Martinelli for Odegaard, just because going forward, I think over the next 5, 6, 7 game weeks, Odegaard's going to be nailed. I don't want to have a issue when the team sheet comes out and Martinelli isn't playing, or you're watching the game, second half comes around, you get to 60 minutes and you start worrying about Martinelli. So I'm just going to switch him for Odegaard. I think long term that might pay off, hopefully. And Martial will be on the screen at the moment, but he's going to drop to the bench. I'm not getting rid of him because obviously the hostage situation with Becky, but I'm going to ship out Doherty as he now lives in Spain, so he's no good to me. And I'm going to bring in, wait for it, your boy Akanji, I believe, will be coming into my team just because I think he's going to be nailed now, hopefully, as nailed as someone can be in Pep's team. And he gives me another option going forward for the next few weeks with the blanks and things like that. Obviously, Doherty, no use to me. So
I don't think he's not. Like, I think this could be the week he gets disappeared from the team forever.
Oh, don't say that.
They've got Laporte and Diaz on the bench. Josh said earlier he's going to do something wild. I think it might be Akanji's time to vamoose for the rest of time.
We'll see. He's been all right, though, Akanji. I think he's been playing quite well. He didn't make. Yeah. He weren't the one who made the mistake or anything for the goal. So, yeah. So, yeah, team don't look too bad. I'll be happy with Mahrez, Haaland and Akanji for the double for City. And then I'll have Gabriel, Saka and Odegaard from Arsenal, which I think is pretty decent. Happy, like I said, with Gabriel going forward, that he's a nailed player, unlike Nketiah and Martinelli. Yeah, and the rest team looks decent. I'll have Shaw and Rashford, Trippier with a good fixture against Bournemouth. Harry Kane's Harry Kane. And I think on the bench, I'll have Reece James. I'm still a bit worried, especially away to West Ham, that they're only building up his fitness, trying to make sure he's all right for Europe and stuff. But yeah, James will be on the bench, and Andreas has got a great fixture against Forest at home, and he'll be on the bench. So I think that the strength on the bench pretty shows how amazing my team is at the moment. So yeah, even better than Josh's.
I think you shouldn't do that.
Go on, here we go. Who's Kepa going out for?
No, if I was you, I would get Grealish and Nketiah for Martial and Martinelli. If you were to sell Martinelli,
no chance. I feel like at this stage of the season, I really want nailed players. Who now some blanks are coming up.
You've got Mahrez.
I just think, yeah, I know Mahrez is there already, so I'm happy to keep him, and he has been playing really well.
I think if you then Akanji's coming in, Akanji and Mahrez, he wants for the nailedness.
I feel that Akanji's
Mahrez is there already. He just popped up in the team. It wasn't to do with him. He's just there already.
Akanji's much more nailed, I think. Akanji's much more nailed, and I've obviously got Gabriel Trippier, James, and stuff. So I'll have five playing defenders. Like a lot of people still have Cancelo, Doherty knocking about. So
no,
yeah, I just think going forward, it's a bit more solid the team. And I'll have a bench to cover anyone who don't play, so, and I'll be set for the blanks.
I'm nervous about Akanji, I have to say. I think Ake might even be more nailed than him. I really do think that. I don't know. It's a weird one because, like I say, he's going to do something different this week, and I don't know what direction it's going to be with that defence.
But no one's ever nailed, though, are they, in that team? You've got to expect they'll just play one, and if you're lucky, they play the second in a double.
I would do Martial to Nketiah.
Yeah, no chance.
And Doherty to Akanji.
I would like to do that, but it'd be four Arsenal players.
Yes.
I'm talking about loading up on a double. That's a bit extra.
I knew what Dor was going to say before he said it, literally. And I was like, nah, no can do. We'll block that one. That's fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't get rid of Martinelli, though, for Odegaard, I don't think, personally. But
who would you get for Martial, then? Because if he keeps a Martinelli, he has to sell Martial.
Role transfer, right?
I feel I'm in a strong position where I can use a luxury transfer, though, so that's why I want to do it. I just think Arsenal just, I want to get them free Arsenal win, and Martinelli ain't part of my plan for an Arsenal player at the moment.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think they're very close as options, Martinelli and Odegaard.
I still think he's got a good goal for it. I think he's, you know, he'll be now the player who gets 1 point or 10 points a lot of the time, whereas Odegaard's going to get seven or eight. And the way I play the game, super boring. I just like to play safe, sleep well at night.
I've been blanking for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. To be honest with you, just the style of player is. It's just he's just got those multiple blanks in him. I think Martinelli's more direct and more aggressive as a player. Yeah, okay, his minutes are a bit more of a risk, but I don't know.
Who are you playing on Martial? Did you say Andreas?
No, so that will be Akanji. I'll play four.
He's doing Doherty for Akanji. Bring him then. Bench with Martial.
So I'll have my free Arsenal and free City.
Yeah. I wouldn't do your moves, but yeah. It's okay.
No Bamford, is it?
I'll take a proper look at this. I think it needs a bit of consultancy work. I think I'll have
it. All right. Have a look and I'll send the invoice your way.
I really don't think buying Akanji is the right move, but I also don't know what other City I'd buy. So, yeah.
But then, if I didn't play Akanji, I don't know, I'd probably play Andreas maybe. I'd probably put Andreas first on the bench actually going forward. But I'd rather play a double game week player, and if I'm in this position, if I could play either Andreas or a Man City defender, I'd take the punt on the Man City defender. Whether that's Ake, Akanji, I just think there's more upside playing the double game weeker.
I think I'd then play Andreas over Shaw, though, personally. I don't know. Like, I think Andreas has got really good upside, and, like, I think it's obviously a great fixture. I think it's really close between him and a lot of your players this week. But
yeah, I mean, I don't really want to play James though, or I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
But you wouldn't play James in that situation. He's saying if you bought a captain, but yeah, interesting.
I don't really want to not have Shaw though, to be honest. Another assist this weekend.
You could just do Martinez to Odegaard and roll again though and play Andreas. Like that's the other option. I think that's really good still.
Yeah, I just really fancy Odegaard. I just really like Odegaard. I think he's a great player.
No, I mean not get a Kanji. So do Martinez to Odegaard and roll, and then play Andreas. That's got to be better. Like it's just like when Andreas and Akanji, like maybe Akanji's got slightly higher expected points, but I think it's a good spot to roll again. Like and just be able to get rid of all your crap players next week, like Martial and Doherty and all the other crap ones. So yeah.
I don't mind having Akanji though. I don't mind having Akanji because I've got to get rid of Doherty at some point, haven't I? And even if I get Akanji and going forward, if I'm playing him, I want a Man City defender. I don't mind that at all. They've got some good fixtures coming up. If Akanji don't play, probably ain't going to come on anyway. So then I'll have a stacked bench. So it's not really the Man City position I'm worried about if he isn't starting. It's not like a triple up where if somebody might come on for a one-pointer.
Yeah, it's just for the double, though, when he's obviously going to start one and be benched for one. You know what I mean? If that happens, like, that's the worst case. You know what I mean? Almost. It's not the worst case, but that's, like, one of the bad outcomes. Whereas, like, in the single game weeks, I agree, Akanji's absolutely fine. But
yeah,
then you rely
on
him for 25 when you need him. Like, that's another part to this. It's, like, it's tough. Like, is he... Can you... Because, like you say, he's either going to start or not play at all. So you either get a zero or you get the chance of the clean and the really good fixture. So yeah,
I think I'd put him at sort of 75% chance of starting both. I mean, if you look at the fixtures he's played, he started every game since game week 8, apart from game week 12. He's one game in the last 14 he's missed. That's not bad, is it?
No, he's doing really well. But the point is, Laporte and Diaz are back now. They haven't been around for all those fixtures. Like, Stones is injured. Okay, so that's another avenue in. Like, it's like they're swapping one in and one out kind of thing. But they have got Ake. They've obviously got Laporte and Diaz back now. I don't think he's fully now. And me and Dorian, that's what we're trying to be honest. You know what I mean? We've both got him. But, I don't think he's 100% nailed. I don't know if I'd buy him this week.
I don't. I think going forward, though, I do want him because there's not many options in defence and I want a City defender. And even if he plays one game, he plays one game. But Pereira would have played one game as well. So it's not the end of the world, is it?
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Interesting.
Right, now the super team. Shall we have a look at it?
Yeah, pretty simple for me, I think, this week. It's going to be Bamford or Tony. Probably Tony out for Nketiah. And then it's going to be one of Rashford or Bruno out for De Bruyne, maybe, for a -4. I'll figure that out after I see how good or bad Leeds are midweek, see if I want to take the hit or not. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I would bench in Shaw, probably. Bench Andreas.
Would you play, if you had the choice, would you play Shaw over Andreas?
I'd play Andreas over Shaw.
Yeah, you've done the same as me. Andreas second on the bench. I'm going to have to move into first on the bench, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad.
Not that interesting, really. Unless we hear anything about Nketiah and about Jesus being back or anything like that. But otherwise, no. Seems like.
Yeah, not too bad at all. Josh, going back to your team, you saying you can afford Zinchenko. You not fancy a bit of Ben White like Doyle?
Absolutely not. He's not going to be starting very soon. Tomiyasu will be in the team soon. He's a better right back. Ben White's a good cover at centre back, but like Tomiyasu is a better right back. So Tomiyasu will be playing. Mark my words. I don't want Ben White. I think Zinchenko's got quite good attacking threat, like a little bit, not that much, but he does come into midfield sometimes. He does get forward a bit. I like Zinchenko better, and he's just completely nailed, as I say as well. That's the other side of it. But yeah.
Well, it looks like there'll be an exciting game week ahead then. You know, yeah. we did forget to do at the beginning. We did say we was going to do Josh's like and subscribe at the beginning rather than the end, and we completely forgot.
We need to do a bit better quickly. We got a few minutes.
Like and subscribe.
We're not doing a bit better.
No, we can do a bit better. Come on.
You can just clip that out, mate, and just put it at the start. Remember, that's what you normally do. So.
Oh, yeah, that's what he was meant to do last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that must have happened.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if you watch the whole thing.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, just after the intro. Beer bet, who wants to start? I'll go first. Everton will keep a clean sheet away at Liverpool.
Oof. Okay, yeah, take that.
Wanted that one. Can't even open the fucking fixtures. My phone's so bad.
Okay, well, for my one then, I will, after all this love for Martinelli and everyone saying I shouldn't get rid of him, despite having two fixtures, I will say that Mitoma will score more points than double game week on Martinelli.
Yeah, fair bet. I'll take that. Can see that happening for sure, Mitoma.
That's a no-lose for you there, Doyle, because obviously if Mitoma scores, you're happy anyway.
Yeah, let's score.
And then on to Josh. What's he got up his sleeve? What 50-50 is he going to pull out his arse this week?
I had a good one, but I've forgotten it.
Last week, we all completely bricked, by the way. It was a zero for three. Unless Nonto outscores Bruno or four of United assets take over Bruno, then you're both live. Feels unlikely.
Oh, so we basically won then, JB, us two.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So you've lost is what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what other winning one are you going to do this week then, Josh?
I'm so confident on my fixture this week. I think Rashford will outscore Haaland this week. I really think they're going to go nuts against Leeds this week in both the midweek game and the weekend game. I think they've both got potential. So I'm going to hope that they brick midweek and that they go nuts at the weekend. So I'm going to go with that. I think Rashford will outscore Haaland this game week.
You're on. I will take Erling Haaland. I've got faith in Ireland.
You both took that too quick this time. I need to adjust my line back a bit, like it more into the middle, so I've got more of a chance of winning. You know what I mean? It's like
should be a good game though. The atmosphere would be buzzing at Leeds. Don't have to appoint a manager in time, but it should be good.
There is some breaking news, by the way, before the end of the podcast.
Here we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Man City are having all their Champions League titles stripped off them as a result of today's financial.
Oh dear, it's terrible.
Bad. That's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, Josh, take us out.
Terrible night.
Hopefully the internet has lasted this long. Please like this video. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and please follow us on Twitter, which is All in FPL. And please listen to our podcast, which is on all good podcast providers.
Well done, Josh. Well done.
I'm staggered that I was still there. I thought my connection was so unstable, like that didn't go through. So yeah,
about half it didn't. We heard about half. It's fine. We'll just get the Twitter likes. Night, guys.
See you later, everyone.
Bye.